You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or donate at salvationarmyusa.org. Here's what you should know today. COVID winter is coming. Could humidifiers help? The virus is now surging to record levels in nearly every state, and hospitals are starting to buckle under the strain. But as public health experts warn of a long and deadly winter ahead, there's one more thing some scientists say we should be talking about: humidity. As the air gets drier and people stay indoors with the heater on, humidity will likely play a role in how easily the respiratory virus spreads. Can Biden make climate progress with the divided Congress? Actually, yeah. Environmental experts say the administration may fare better by working with green governors and clean tech businesses and by signing executive orders. Hospitalizations for COVID are at their peak, but the death rate is way down. What treatment is working to make this happen? The simple procedure of proning or flipping people over on their stomach may be what's helping. The GOP keeps proving there's no election fraud. A number of legal challenges have already been dismissed. Those that remain haven't gained significant traction. In fact, quite the opposite. They've inadvertently been proving the validity of the election's results. It's unclear whether President Trump and his allies actually hope to overturn the results of the election. Some reports indicate that the pushback is largely for show. But even if the challenges persist, they collectively don't seem to be enough right now to overcome Biden's commanding lead. And going solar. Christopher Knoll describes his year-long quest to get off the grid. He says that the constraints and the headaches were greater than he anticipated. Read more on Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.